This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So, Erin, thank
you. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm so nervous. I haven't been on a recording for so long.
So, you've obviously been busy. You have ridiculously cute offspring.
Yes, they are pretty cute, but I'm really biased. Like, they were cute.
Yeah. They're really cute. Yeah. They're legit cute. I didn't have to lie. Important question. At this point in their development, who would win in a fight, Frankie or Mia?
Oh, that's a good one. They are pretty good at kung fu. If you take their wraps off, they do these like really cool little kung fu moves. They both got nails on them, and Frankie's already scratched herself, so I think she'd maybe a bit better at the scratching. So we'll go with Frankie.
Now, are they on the same timeline? Like, are they on the same routine? What happens when they're both crying? Or how does it work with twins? I don't even understand.
Oh, you told such a funny joke. Routine. So we spent a bit of time in special care for 3 and a bit weeks, and they're all about routine. So on every 3 hours, they would get fed. When we got them home, things changed. No, honestly, it just changed like suddenly. And there's this thing called cluster feeding. I didn't know about that. So basically you could feed one baby and then that baby's like, you know what? I'm real hungry. I could totally go another snack. And you're like, but I just fed you. You're not meant to be up for another two, 3 hours. What do you mean? And then there's this one baby and then the other baby decides to do it straight after that. And like, I didn't get any sleep. So yeah, that's routine. Yeah.
In terms of telling them apart, what's the trick?
I'm amazed because I was planning, you know, the whole tattoo. No, not tattoo. But I was kind of thinking, oh, are we going to have to resort to the little bit of nail polish? One's got more hair than the other. And so it's been really easy to tell them apart.
And are there any personality traits that are starting to surface already?
Is regurgitation a personality trait? Yeah. Because if it is, then yes.
And finally, what piece of advice would you give to people who are about to embark on this journey of being a new mum?
I don't know. Just marvel at it because it is a gift. It was one that I didn't know if we were going to have it. Like I didn't know for years. Like we'd tried. And I think that's probably been the most powerful thing for me is having those moments where I go, wow, I can't believe they're twins. Like that's really special. But just the fact that I am holding my babies as where like even a year ago I didn't know if that was going to happen, you know, and that's just such an answer from God. So I just try to keep that perspective because that's when it helps to remember that when you are, you know, waking up as a zombie, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning and just going, oh. Okay, we're doing this. And, yep, they need to be fed regularly, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, we love you and we miss you, but I'm all for you having more kids because they are so cute.
Wow. More kids? 2 is a pretty awesome number. No, don't get me wrong. Like, who knows? Maybe the future, yes. We might. Wow. It's just thinking about, like.
Too soon?
But thank you for coming and visiting my bubs. They appreciate it. I do too.
Company. I don't know. They spewed on me, so I'm not sure if they really did.
Ah, that's a sign of affection. Yeah.
I'll take that then. Mm.